Hey man, how you doing, sir? I am just calling to let you know that your sexy pancake comment about the waffles, it stuck with me. I'm walking through the deal today, the store with my wife, and I saw some ice cream that is pancakes and waffles. And they make a good combination in some ice cream. So, I don't know. I just thought you would like to know that there's some sexy pancakes mixing up with some regular pancakes and some nice, smooth, creamy maple ice cream. And I accidentally ate the whole thing. I only wanted half of it and I ate all of it.
Well, if it isn't Michael T. Justice. Hey. This is the Illumanarch, Michael Conway of Illumanarch Podcast Radio. And I was calling in to say, good morning, my friend! Oh, wow, that takes a lot out of you when you have COPD. anyway... I was just calling in because now I'm going to have to find that ice cream, man. Oh, I am definitely going to have to find it. It's killing me to just want to try it. Was it a big brand name or what? Because, you know, waffles are my sexy pancake. Hey, Patrick, this is the Illumanarch, Michael Conway. The Illumanarch Podcast Radio, and though I would do my long good morning thing, this is not the subject to call in like that. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, I'm on YouTube, I do a lot of YouTube stuff, and I know that this has been a hot button issue, and some people, well, you know, I've gotten their little panties in a bunch about it. But, you know, it's just words. It's like, you know, if you don't like the video or you don't like the guy, what the guy did, don't watch his videos. What happened to our society that we're so soft that now words can injure us so deeply? Remember, let's see if I can get a bit longer. I remember when that wasn't the issue. Like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's... you know, really amazing. And in the YouTube community, yes, there's been a stink about it, but it doesn't matter because Google and YouTube are... pretty much the Marxist end of liberal anyway. So, you know, they want to monitor and control everyone's speech. When that's really the problem is, why do we need to monitor and control? It's like, if you don't like the jokes the comedian cracks, don't go to his show. You know, if you're a redneck and you're offended by redneck jokes, don't go to see Jeff Foxworthy. And, you know, I mean, if you're, whatever. Whatever it is, you know, pick a thing. Now, yes, the joke was, you know, teaching the dog to respond to certain words and phrases and respond in certain ways. Yeah, and it's a matter of training. Dog has no clue what's going on. And, you know, the buttercups of the world who want to be all on fire about it are just, it's like, okay, life sucks, get a helmet. So that's really what it comes down to. And I guess it's really truthful that our society is going to pot. Hell, not even going to pot. It's going, you know, to hell in a handbasket. And there's nothing we can do about it, it seems. And that the vocal and angry minority is the one capable of controlling the speech of all people, because everything's offensive and everything's sexist and everything's, you know, racist. And I don't know. Western society is lost. You know, it seems that the only societies that exist in a vacuum anymore, where they're not falling to hell, not destroying themselves, not crippling themselves with all of this stupid leftist propaganda and, you know, Antifa and all that other silliness, are our societies that have kept out the multiculturalism for the most part. Because you know what's happening to Western society? It's going down the... That's all that's left of Western society. Peace.
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to thank you for your call-in. As always, it's nice to hear from you. And I added your call-in to my latest episode, but because I edited it down to get it into a decent amount of time, because it was a bit long, I don't know why, because, you know, I only tend to publish one-minute long call-ins, but in your case, I sort of edited it and made a few, you know, to make an exception. It was an interesting call-in, but... In case there's anything about the editing, you know, the stuff that I cut out that you're not happy with, feel free to let me know. Of course, you know, I don't want to misrepresent you or anything. And yeah, I hope you enjoy my response to you. Take care, buddy.
Oh, Patrick. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You floored me with that. Oh my God, I can't even remember how you put it, but it was just so bloody brilliant. Oh, dear God. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is the Illu Manarch, Michael Conway of Illu Manarch Podcast Radio. And, oh, your response. By the way, I couldn't tell you where you cut the 5 minutes out. I really couldn't tell. So... You did a brilliant job. You made me sound far better than I was. And just remember, today has been brought to you by Waffles. Pancakes leaving you flat. Waffles, the sexy pancake.
Michael, you crack me up. Also, I have to ask you, is every day brought to me by Waffles? You seem to be pretty obsessed with Waffles, my friend.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.